by our friends of the British Council.
Welcome back to Rugby Wrap-Up. Matt McCarthy here at the Fantasy Sports Network, Studio 34 on West 35th Street in New York City. A belated happy Halloween to all of you. You might look at the set here with my esteemed guests and wonder what the heck this is for a rugby show with all this football stuff, but this set is dressed as rugby's ghosts of the future. That's right, rugby something future ghost is what this is dressed as, and in a horror show, it would be football. Anyway, with that segue, I want to introduce my guests here. Mr. Dan Cavanaugh. Dan happens to be the director of the New York Rugby Club New York Sevens this upcoming Thanksgiving Saturday weekend. Dan is also a dead ringer if Mike Petry and Stifler had a son. And he plays with the New York Rugby Club. I bet you never heard of either one of those. And Mr. John Broker. John's got a long bio. John, let's start with this. You're a rugby commentator.
I'm a rugby commentator, yes.
Former national team administrator for USA Rugby.
I was the first national team's administrator.
The USA first?
Rugby. The initial, the inaugural, okay. Hired by the IRB.
Current coach at Prep?
Fairfield Prep.
Fairfield Prep.
Kids.
How many?
110 kids playing rugby up there.
110 kids.
So college coaches, you should be looking at Fairfield Prep. 110 kids out of 900.
Former coach at Yale, men's and women's.
Yes, sir.
Right, University of Colorado.
I was working for USA Rugby, did some coaching with University of Colorado. They went to a national semifinal, lost to BYU.
I don't like losers. I don't like losers.
Yes, we were second.
Hall of Fame member and former president of the New Haven Rugby Club.
Yes, sir.
And last but not least, the founder of Bulldog Rugby.
Founder of Bulldog Rugby. So that's about half of it, I'd say. But I can't get away from this game. I really can't.
It's about half of it. We're halfway through our segment. So let's get back to Daniel. Established in 1929, the New York Rugby Club is our team of the week. Daniel, New York Rugby Club, my favorite club. We are team members. We have a dedicated corner right behind you. Exciting to have you here. Exciting to see you're running the tournament, which is never an easy task. Tell us a little bit about the tournament.
So the tournament's going to be, as you mentioned, Saturday of Thanksgiving, like we hold it every year. So this year is actually the 59th year of the tournament. It started in 1959, and we're excited to be having it again. So as you probably know, 20, 30 years ago, we actually used to hold the event in Central Park. Nowadays, the tournament's got a little too big. We're up to actually about 140 teams each year.
Yep.
And so we hold it across 16 pitches on Randall's Island. So basically, we go to the Randall's Island Park Association, say, we need almost all your fields that day, which is great. So we love to have as many teams as we can. We basically almost full already this year. And we already have 12 divisions going. We have high school, men's, women's, club, premier divisions, collegiate. And we got a full fun pack day of rugby starting at 8 a.m. and basically going until it gets dark out.
So it's going to be live streamed from what I understand.
That's right. So this is our first year we actually started a partnership with Flow Rugby. And those guys are going to be coming down, live streaming most of the premier action, some of the high school men's and women's premier as well, too. And those guys have been great to work with as partners. We're excited to have that. So even though it's cold out there, some of you guys don't have to fight the cold. You can watch it from the comfort of your living room.
Well, it's not always cold. I've been around long enough to have been at this tournament since 1987. And John,
Twice it wasn't cold.
Well, yeah. We had one year in Central Park where we're laying out on the grass and with our shirts off. But that's a different story.
It was cold that day.
Fingers crossed.
It was freezing. John, you will be lending your smooth stylings to
I will be a commentator for Flow Sports, bringing you the New York Sevens. I'm really looking forward to the event. I had a conversation with Alice Golfer of Flow today. You know, they're very excited to get some good international and great American competition in there. And, you know, you're going to see it live on Flow Sports. Really looking forward to it.
If you're in New York City and want to watch some great rugby, have some great food, and some great times, go to the world's best rugby pub, the Pig and Whistle on West 36th Street.
All right, everybody, how's it going? We sip, we peel, and we slide. Slide? Nah, like this.
We sip, we peel, We win!
I think I'm getting this.
Grab a large or extra large freshly ground, freshly brewed hot coffee for your chance to win great prizes, like free coffee for a year. Get your celebration ready. Dunkin' Donuts. This is coffee. This is winning.
How many teams you got going out there again?
So 140 is kind of where we max out. As of today, we're at 127. So if there's any of you guys out there that are looking to hire, register, get your team registered soon because it's basically almost full. So 127 teams. We got teams from all over the country, mostly up and down the East Coast, but also tons of teams from Canada. So we have Ontario, Quebec, Nova Scotia, you name it. And this year we also got a team coming all the way from Lagos and also a team coming from Belgium.
Wow. And so, you also have some like all-star mixes of teams from players from all over the place as well.
That's right. So a lot of teams, especially those competing in our premier divisions, are what we call all-star teams. They basically get some of the best players from a region, get together, and really just go out there, try to have some fun, try to win a tournament.
All right. So try to win the tournament. Can we get some... The NYRC Old Stars will be entered in the social division because there's no old boys division, and we go in there every year. And as a matter of fact, our co-host, Jonathan Wicklow Barbary, was MVP of the New York Sevens.
I've met Jonathan before. He is he's an interesting guy.
Yeah, and actually we have a clip right here.
Really?
Of that, yeah.
I'm here with our esteemed colleague, the globe-trotting Jonathan Wicklow Barbary. JWB, it is great to see you. It's great to see you, Matthew. Great to see everybody. Cheers.
JWB, for the New York Sevens, you won the MVP trophy awarded by the prestigious New York Rugby Club.
And JWB, the NY Sevens has been going since 1959, and we have you with the Tourney Brain Trust, Jessa and Jody.
How much work goes into a tournament like this?
We set the dates, we get the permits, we publicize it to all the teams, we get the team registrations, keep track of who's paid.
And how many teams are involved?
This year we had 132.
Jody, how many are male and how many are female, and where are these teams coming from?
About 70% from Canada, and male-female ratio is probably 60-40.
So the Canadians are taking over America, and we're trying to stem that by refusing to have Tim Hortons in New York City, but it's not working. Thank you, Jessa. Thank you, Jody. Jonathan Wicklow Barbary for Rugby Wrap-Up.
Okay.
All right. So, you know, I have been coming to this tournament since about the same time, the 80s, when I was in college. And, wow, that was a long time ago. But, you know, I've been there as a player, have some great memories playing against the New York Aliens, which is a bunch of Eagles and international players at the time. Coaching with Bulldog, you know, we beat the Mexican national team last year and went to the, 2 years ago, went to the finals. Lost, unfortunately. Just great memories, and now I'm going to be broadcasting, which I'm really looking forward to. But, you know, if you're one of those teams that hasn't signed up yet or someone that hasn't signed up, in all those years, New York Rugby Club has been able to like, continue to treat the teams as their most important thing and give them a good experience. Other long-time tournaments, you know, you sometimes lose a little focus. You're really looking at making money for your team, and they kind of lose sight of giving a good experience. I've never had a bad experience in the New York Sevens, besides weather. But, that, you know, you can't control that, Dan, or can you?
I'll do my best this year. I can promise you that.
But really, what a tournament. You know, people should tune in, and if you can, make it down there in person.
And that's John Broeker, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't, if you're not listening to John Broeker when he talks, you're missing out. And he's dead on, spot on. We try very hard to make the New York Rugby Club Sevens or the New York Sevens tournament one to come back to. Yeah. And speaking of coming back to, we've had... the pleasure of having watched Phaedra Knight come to the New York Sevens tournament over and over and over again and again. And she's a fellow New York Rugby Club member. And more importantly, Phaedra just got inducted into the World Rugby Organization Hall of Fame after playing in three Women's World Cups, almost making a fourth, which would have been, I still say it should have happened. But kudos to you, Phaedra, down on one knee. In the studio, the first and only time that that's happened here on Rugby Wrap-Up. But with that, guys, just some final notes if you want to tie together where folks can find information on the Sevens.
Yeah, make sure you guys get to our website, New York, www.newyorkrugby7s.com. All the information you need is up there. Also information on our sponsors, availability, how you can get the Flow Sports or Flow Rugby to watch those live stream games. So go check it out, get registered, and as these guys mentioned, it's definitely one of the best tournaments, the largest running tournament and single day Sevens in all of North America.
John, no pressure, but who's going to win the tournament?
I have to get the team list first. I'm going to go. Who's your team you entered?
The New York Old Stars, but we can only win the social.
You know. Okay, so the social division is going to be won by the New York Old Stars. Other than that, we haven't gotten through our pools yet.
NYRC Old Stars, yes. I should point out. Mm-hmm. I want to thank Mr. Dan Cavanaugh of the New York Rugby Club, the director of New York Sevens, and Mr. John Broker, who's got a list that we've gone through, and you can email us, we'll give it to you. And on behalf of these two gentlemen, Matt McCarthy for Rugby Wrap-Up here at the Fantasy Sports Network, Studio 34 on West 35th Street in New York.